Well, once again, I am in the Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition booth at the 2015 IPPE, and Mark Holt is standing here with me, and he is the former owner of Vicor, which was just recently in the last month bought out by Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition, and we're going to talk to Mark a little bit about what Vicor can bring to Arm & Hammer. So tell me a little bit about your company.
Well, Jamie, Vicor strive to be the leader in all natural animal health products. That was what we intended to be the best in the world at. And we started to realize a lot of success. Over time, the product functionality and results that we were getting back from the field were really buoying up the fact that we had a product that actually is working in alignment with some of the mainstream antibiotics that are in the marketplace. So we were all excited about that. And as we started to grow, it just gets to a point where every entrepreneur becomes the limiting growth factor in their own company. And I think the key is being a good entrepreneur is to identify when you've reached that pinnacle point and find somebody with more horsepower and more capability. To go back to the bank and borrow money at my age wasn't something I wanted to do to go to the next level. A company like Church & Dwight came to us possessing the same values, the same desire to have the same impact in the industry, benefit the producers with alternatives to mainstream AGPs. So anyway, we got together and realized we were hooking up with the right company.
The partnership is not only something that's going to benefit you guys, but benefit consumers globally. And globally is one thing that Arm & Hammer is striving to take advantage of and to utilize the multiple species and nutrition that you guys have. Tell me a little bit more about some of the products that Vicor has put out on the table for them to utilize.
Well, everything started with a foundation in yeast, and there were a lot of yeast companies in the marketplace, and there were a lot of phraseology being used to describe the different moieties or nuances of yeast, and we weren't willing to really use those phrases unless we really knew what they were and had a really good understanding of what those components were capable of, and the ones that do something beneficial, how do we get and express more of those? So with that, we put a lot of effort into the science of that. We're in all species with very similar products, different trade names. And, you know, we ended up in a global presence of over 70 countries, and that was over a 15-year period of time.
Looking into the future, where do you see this partnership going towards? What are some of the goals that you guys have sat down and seen coming down the pipeline for consumers?
Well, I think Church & Dwight has already articulated the fact they want to be in this industry. They want to be a player, and I see them investing more and more revenue into mode of action, understanding research, trying to fill some of the gaps and holes that were there when we got it to this point, and really tightening up the understanding of how the products work so we can recommend to a producer when they should be used and, just as importantly, when they don't need them, and get a really good understanding of what the products are capable of. As we concentrate population densities of livestock, it's really Pollyannic to believe that we can have an all-natural bird when you consider concentration of population densities is going to just breed disease. You can't help but do that. And so if they want an all-natural bird, they need alternatives, and Church & Dwight stepping up to the plate to carry that.
Well, it'll be exciting to see what we have coming down the next couple of years with your guys' new venture. Once again, talking with Mark Holt, the consultant for Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition at IPPE, I'm Jamie Johansson.